sinabi ng World Health Organization na ang sakit ay maaaring mapawi sa mga bansang ang antas ng pagbabakuna ay umaabot sa mahigit na 95%. Ipinakita ng Australian Childhood Immunization Register na 93% ng mga kabataan ay binabakunahan ng husto. Ang antas ng pagbabakuna ay nag-iiba sa bawat estado at teritoryo na kung saan ang ACT ang may pinakamaraming bilang na mga binabakunahan sa Australia. Ipinakita ni Associate Professor Julia Lisk ng Public Health sa University of Sydney ang ilang dahilan kung bakit nagkakaiba ang level.
Now the regions that have rate of lower than say 85%, there's a number of different reasons for that. One set of reasons might be that that community are more likely to reject vaccination. They're an alternative community who don't trust vaccinations as much. Or parents in some communities where there's poverty or social exclusion, where the families want to get their kids vaccinated, but they're just struggling to get to the doctor on time.
Idiniin ni Julie Lesk ang kahalagahan ng pag-aalaga ng petsa ng pagbabakuna.
It's really important to check what vaccines are due for your child when you come from another country, because often your child or yourself may have been vaccinated on a different schedule in your home country. And so when you come to Australia, there may be different vaccines that are due or extra vaccines that are due. And that what we call catch-up vaccination is really important to do so that the families are protected from some of the diseases that are still around in Australia.
Ang pagbabakuna ay libre para sa mga batang may edad na mas mababa kaysa 20 taon hanggang sa Disyembre ng taong 2017. Para naman sa mga batang may edad na 10 pababa, walang hangganan ang pagpapabakuna.
There's a number of ways to get those vaccines. One is your local GP or your local immunization clinic. Some areas have council clinics. Your Indigenous health worker or travel medicine clinic. And they may come with some costs, so people need to maybe just ring up their clinic and see what costs there would be, but for some of those routine vaccines, they should be free.
Sa kabila nito, ang mga matatanda ay dapat ding magpabakuna. Ang kagawaran ng kalusugan ng Victoria ay may kasalukuyang alerto sa paglabas ng tigdas na kung saan 9 kaso ang iniulat sa hilagang bahagi ng Melbourne mula noong nagdaang Pebrero ng taong ito. Idinagdag ni Julia Lisk na ilang sakit ang kumakalat sa pamamagitan ng paglalakbay sa ibang bansa.
You get somebody who's not vaccinated against measles through their childhood. They become a young adult and then they go overseas to a country where measles is really common, and they bring it back to Australia, and there's like this little sort of outbreak of measles that happens, and the public health authorities have to let everybody know and make sure that people, if they have a rash or a high fever, that they let their local doctor emergency department know before they turn up at the emergency department and potentially spread measles.
Ipinayo niya na kailangan magpabakuna mula 6 hanggang 8 linggo bago maglakbay sa ibang bansa. Ang mga magulang ay kailangang magtungo sa isang website upang malaman kung bakit hindi nila kailangang pabakunahan ang kanilang mga anak. Para sa mga taong ayaw magpabakuna, may mga parusang salapi at sosyal.
In Australia, parents can choose whether to vaccinate their children fully or not. But if parents don't vaccinate their children fully, there are certain financial penalties where the parents won't be able to access family assistance payments, so those Centrelink payments that include the family tax benefit Part A supplement, that's a yearly payment, and the child care benefit and rebate.
Sa Victoria, ang mga kabataan ay kailangang mabakunahan bago ipasok sa child care at kindergarten, maliban na lamang kung may mga dahilan silang medikal. Kung ang pagpababakuna ay nangyari sa ibang bansa, kailangang magparehisto sila sa Australia. Hinihikayat din ngayon ng mga nangangalaga sa kalusugan na siguruhin ang mga pasyente sa hospital ay nababakunahan din. Mula noong unang araw ng Hulyo ng taong ito, ang mga nagbabakuna kasama ang mga doktor ay tatanggap ng pabuyang salapi tuwing magbabakuna sila ng isang batang nakatakdang tumanggap nito. Sinabi ni Peter McIntyre, Director ng National Immunization Center Research and Surveillance para sa mga komunidad na hindi nagsasalita ng Ingles, na ang disbentahing sosyal at problema sa lingwahe ang pinakamalaking sagabal.
Some of these areas in larger cities where we know there are, you know, relatively high numbers of culturally, linguistically diverse people living, do have higher rates. They also of non-immunization, and they do have higher rates of social disadvantage. And so, I think both those things could be, you know, contributing through lack of access, probably, rather than, you know, any desire not to be immunized, could be contributing to lower rates of immunization.
Iminungkahi ni Ginoong McIntyre na may mahalagang bahagi ang mga tagapag-alaga sa kalusugan sa pagbabago ng pananaw tungkol sa imunisasyon sa kahabaan ng mga komunidad multikultural.
There have been some studies in people coming from areas of Southeast Asia with high rates of hepatitis B and who are now living in Australia, and looking at their knowledge about hepatitis B, and I guess included in that would be knowledge about, you know, the importance of vaccines and preventing it. And it's studies like that have certainly identified that there are gaps there, and I think it's mostly about communication and contact with health services.
Sinusundan ng gobyerno ang imunisasyon ng bawat bata na maaaring makita sa pamamagitan ng Medicare Online o sa Express Plus Medicare mobile app. Sa katapusan ng 2016, makakasama ng database ang kabuuang populasyon. Samantala, iminungkahi ni Julia Lisk na ingatan ng lahat ng tao ang mga impormasyong kaugnay dito at sa ilang kaso ay tumatanggap ng karagdagang pagbabakuna.
It can be very challenging when we don't have past records of our vaccinations being given. It's not a problem to have an extra vaccine, an MMR vaccine, if we're not sure. It's not going to cause us any serious problems. And of course, you know, we know that vaccines come with side effects, and some very, very rare serious side effects, but generally they're quite safe. So it's okay to have another vaccine if we're not sure.
Maaari kayong tumanggap ng karagdagang impormasyon sa pagtungo sa www.immunize.health.gov.au mula sa inyong lokal na kagawaran ng kalusugan, GP o klinika sa pagbabakuna. Pahabol ni Julia Lisk, maganda itong paraan kung hindi kayo pamilyar sa sistema ng kalusugan sa Australia.
On those websites that belong to the state health departments, there's often translated information about what vaccines are due for adults and children. So that enables people whose first language is not English, who may not have a lot of English, to be able to know what's due for them or their children in Australia.